Oh, he's riding beautifully. There's no doubt about it. And a man who teams up regularly with TK. They're like a little duo, these two. They run around Sydney making a lot of brass and fast cars, and they're together again today. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, TK, Slat.
Very, very well, mate. Firstly, we haven't congrats. We have spoken once, but congrats again on the win of Vancouver.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. It's sunken in now, obviously. It's been a week and a half, and... No, it's a very exciting colt, and I'm looking forward to him over the spring.
You must get excited, mate, running into yet another big weekend, but the championships has, well, it's taken hold, hasn't it, with the Japanese horses? There's more overseas horses this year than last year.
Yeah, no, it's come a long way, obviously. Obviously, the spring's been a long way in front of the autumn, and it's hard to say that, obviously, for me, because I'm a Sydney boy, but it has been. But, you know, last year was a great taste of the championships, and, you know, very lucky to have it back again this year, and some international flavour with the Japanese, as you said, and dominant from Hong Kong with the quarantine centre set up at Canterbury. And not only have they got a quarantine centre there, they've got one of their best tracks in Australia to work on in Canterbury. So they're very lucky there, and it's going to be a great weekend.
And, mate, normally when we chat to you in the morning, you've been darting to different tracks all over Sydney. Give us your routine this morning.
Yeah, so I rode work at Rose Hill this morning. I'm just sitting in the traffic on the Randwick Trials. So it's a bit unfortunate. Yesterday I rode work at Randwick and then rode at Rose Hill Trials. This morning it's work at Rose Hill and Trials at Randwick, so I should have worked that one out better.
Definitely. And, mate, come the day one of the championships, what are the rides you're most looking forward to?
Oh, I think I'm really looking forward to Chautauqua. Obviously, he's a very exciting horse. He was unlucky. Last start, he lost a lot of ground and flew home and hit the line strong. And he's a very exciting horse that hasn't won a Group 1 yet, but I think it's knocking on the door. And Hello Crown in the Doncaster, I think he's very well weighted. Obviously, three-year-old with 52. Three-year-olds have a great record in the race and have a great record coming back from 2,000 to the mile as well.
Well, just talking to James Cummings before the news break, and if it's, well, I don't think there's much more rain between now and the weekend, but maybe the rain yesterday might help your cause as well, Tommy.
Yeah, well, look, obviously me being at Canterbury and working with Japanese horses, I was speaking to their trainer a couple of weeks ago, and I said, oh, how do horses handle the wet? And he said, no, none of ours like it. So if it is a wet track, Doncaster Day, it's definitely going to suit us. Hello Crown's got a great record on the wet, got a great record at Randwick as well. So it's definitely going to benefit us more than it will the Japanese, and I think they're the ones to beat in the race.
Yeah, well, currently you're an $8 chance, and Real Impact is the $6 chance. But, yeah, that's, well, most of their racing is done on hard tracks over there, and they're coming out of their winter, aren't they, Tommy?
Exactly right. So, you know, it's completely different for them, and as I said, Hello Crown's an absolute swimmer, and I just really like, I think James Cummings has really set up this horse's preparation to perfection. As I said, I won on Sacred Falls now a couple of years back, and he had pretty much the same. He dropped back from the 2,000 to the mile. He's a three-year-old, and he's a wet tracker, so I'm very similar to those circumstances with this horse as well.
And, mate, the TJ Smith, I think still one of my great memories of Sydney racing, being here a couple of years ago and seeing Haylis stick at the Black Caviar and then Black Caviar quite clearly kick away and win. It's developed into a terrific race, a real highlight of the year here in Sydney, the TJ Smith. With Chautauqua, how do you – I know the barrier draw's not done yet, but how do you see the race unfolding with so much speed? Because Chautauqua will be the hunted in so many ways at $2.80, the favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, well, I think it all depends on what sort of field we get. Yesterday I was looking through and talking to Andrew Bensley, and you know, like, it's only looking like a field of six at the moment. So,
right.
You know, it looks like being a very, very small field. So even though Lincoln Rupee are quick in a field of six, seven, even if it's nine, there's not going to be a heap of pace in the race. And that's always a little bit of a query. But in a smaller field, I guess I'd be a lot closer than I would in a bigger field anyway. So... I think the tactics will be very detrimental to the field size, not so much the barrier draws.
Yep. And Chautauqua, what are the reports from the stable?
Yeah, look, they're very happy with him. I saw him this morning. He worked with one of their track work riders on it, Britt, and he looked really well. I think he only came down in the last couple of days. He stayed with Wayne Hawkes in Melbourne, who knows him obviously very well and has done most of his preparations there. So they wanted to keep him in the same routine. But he's been to Sydney before and been very competitive. And I couldn't be any happier. And I think the stable are very pleased with him going on the Saturday.
Tommy, you're a busy man. You're very good with your time, mate. We appreciate it and keep riding well.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Good on you, mate. Tommy Berry there. 18 after 7. We wish him well.